neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The seven matters, seven wrongdoings that he committed, so we get this spot called Tzara'at, leprosy, not in a type of skin disease. So now, here we see, when Torah Moshe talks about this matter, first talks about the skin, then it goes to the hair, then clothing, then to the house. But Gemara says, no, the procedure is the other way around, makus. That because we have a general formula, anytime that Ribbono Shel Olam wants to warn somebody, he gets a flat tire, ticket, the car doesn't work. Then it comes closer and closer and closer. So now here, you see, it's the other way around. Doesn't make sense. If Ribbono Shel Olam, the way he warns us, the very tadriji, right? Little by little. But here in the Torah, started with a severe one.
So you don't take it as a joke.
No, one more time.
It should be very severe.
So one more time.
It should be the hard part and then you...
One more time. The way that Torah Moshe...
Yes, I understood. The other way around.
Yes.
First the house, then the closing.
Yes.
So the way to Torah should the other way around. Don't take it as a joke.
No, it's not the right way, it's a mistake. If the procedure of Ribbono Shel Olam, Chas v'Shalom, is not, as they say in the Gemara, Nogia b'nefashot, Chas v'Shalom, Hashem never will do this. He will give you a little sign and then makes it bigger and then so you wake up. So the way it says in the Torah, that we learn the materialistic matter, like the house, the clothing, the hair, it comes first, and then Chas v'Shalom comes closer and closer. But the way he mentions in the Torah, it tells us about the last process. The last process. To wake him up. As Chav B'Darshan Kol.
So
what's the answer?
So why you say that way?
No, that's a question. It says in it the other way around.
So why is that? I know that's the question.
What's the answer? You know, sometimes people, God forbid, should never happen, when they run into a bombast, they call it, dead end. Then they become very, very disappointed. Like, you know, what did I do? What did I do? Why is happening to me? Why Hashem is so harsh to me? Then, you know, they became very découragé, very disappointed, depressed, not happy. So Gemara is teaching us, that's true. Ribbono Shel Olam, little by little, as a kind father, wants to wake you up, correct you. But one thing you should never forget, the fact of the matter here is, becomes worse and worse, right? First a little thing, it becomes more severe, more nahanjar, Chas v'Shalom. But why Torah Moshe, it goes the other way around? Why? Because he wants to teach us, yeah, that's true. But the way it mentions in the Torah, it goes down here. That means it becomes better, right? First is the skin, then becomes the clothing, the hair, the house, becomes better. Why? Because he wants to tell us, you should know, you could make it better. Of course, Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to wake you up. So if you get a panchar, and then you say, oh, what did I do? What did I do? Why such a thing should happen to me? And you're still sleeping, and you're not waking up. So of course, then it becomes worse and worse. But Tzadok says, no, it's up to you. It could be Nahanjar. Then you make it less and less. And that is the reason that the way it's mentioned in Torah is Makus. Not the way it happens. Why? To tell us? No. You have to be strong. So, okay. Maybe I said something, I did something, you know, I was not supposed to do, not supposed to say. I can fix it. It's not like that you say, oh, it started. What can I do? It's going to get worse and worse. You say, no. So it started from the severe one and then goes to a lenient one. Why? Because you can stop it.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.